This is a story from God's Word. In the beginning there was God. One day He spoke, and He created the whole world and everything in it. He made light in the form of the sun, moon, and stars. He made the water and all the fish and other creatures that live in it. He made the dry ground and all the plants, trees, animals, and birds that live on it. Then God created a special creation, man and woman. He formed them and gave them life, and He named them Adam and Eve. He then put them in a special garden, which was filled with all kinds of beautiful trees with delicious fruit on them. In the middle of the garden were two special trees, one that gave life and the other that gave the understanding of good and evil. God told Adam not to eat from the tree that gives understanding of good and evil, because if he did, he would die. God had a special relationship with man in the garden, and He took care of him. God created everything in just 6 days, and when He looked at everything He created, He said, "This is all very good." There was one creature in the garden that was the cleverest animal that God created. It was the snake. One day, Satan entered the snake and went to Eve and said to her, "Did God really say that you could not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?" Eve said, "No, we can eat the fruit of any tree in the garden, except for the tree that gives the understanding of good and evil. God said that we should not eat or even touch its fruit, or we will die." The snake said, "You will not die. God knows if you eat this tree's fruit, you will become like Him and understand everything, both good and evil." Eve looked at the fruit and saw how delicious it looked and believed that it would make her wise. So she ate the fruit and gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate the fruit too. Suddenly, they both became ashamed that they were naked, and they took some leaves and made clothes to cover themselves. Later in the evening, God came into the garden, and when Adam and Eve heard Him, they hid among the trees. God said, "Adam, where are you?" Adam replied, "I am hiding in the trees because I am naked." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the fruit from the tree that gives understanding of good and evil?" Adam replied, "The woman that you gave me, she gave me the fruit." God said to Eve, "Why have you done such a thing?" Eve replied, "The snake tricked me." God said to the snake, "Because you have done this evil thing, you will crawl on your belly in the dust, and man's descendant will crush your head, and you will bite his heel." Then God said to Eve, "From now on, you and your descendants will have extreme pain when you give birth." Then God said to Adam, "From now on, the ground will produce thorns and thistles, and you and your descendants will have to work very hard to grow food." Then God forced them to leave the garden and prevented them from ever returning, because He knew that they might eat from the tree that gives life, and then they would live forever. Then God put clothes on them, made with animal skins. This is the end of this story from God's Word.